The enemy loves the man that just drifts through life with no awareness of God's word or God's master plan. The enemy preys on the man who is always in search for greener grass. The serpent is on the hunt for the man of mediocrity who leaves his family vulnerable. He's ready to pounce on that man. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Are you that man of spiritual mediocrity? Have you left your family spiritually vulnerable? Well, we see such a man in the book of Ruth. Listen to what it says in chapter 1, verse 4. A man of Bethlehem went to sojourn in the country of Moab. They remained there. They lived there about 10 years. Yesterday, we discussed how Elimelech led his family away from the present, the inheritance, and the worship of God, and into the country of Moab. Today, we see the results. Notice the verbs that are used to describe this family's stay in Moab. In verse 1, it says that they sojourned in the country of Moab. They were simply wandering there. Perhaps Elimelech said, "We'll go for just a little while and then return home. We just have to get on our feet and then we'll come back to what we know is home." But then it says in verse 2, they went into the country of Moab and remained there. Remaining in a place is a very different mindset than sojourning in a place. They started to put down roots. They got acclimated to the surroundings. They grew accustomed to the ways. And then look at what verses 3 and 4 say. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. These took Moabite wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. They lived there about 10 years. And both Mahlon and Chilion died so that the woman was left without her two sons and her husband. Notice this, from sojourning to remaining to living there for 10 years. On the surface, it appears that Elimelech made the right choice, the choice of common sense. Food was in Moab, so of course, go there. And it seemed to work out. But do you remember the prodigal son? When he went into the far country, he was able to support himself for a little while, until it all came crashing down on him. Somewhere along the way, maybe not even consciously, they just started existing there, Elimelech and Naomi, not really giving thought to the future or the implications of their choices. They were just drifting through life, no plan to return back to Bethlehem. And then after the father's death, the family had a choice to make. Would they stay in Moab or would they return to Bethlehem? But like it is so much of the time, the family follows the father's lead, even when the father is no longer there. It was just easier, perhaps, to stay in Moab. The enemy loves the man that just drifts through life with no awareness of God's word or God's master plan. He preys on the man who is always in search for greener grass. The serpent is on the hunt for the man of mediocrity who leaves his family vulnerable. He's ready to pounce on that man. And so we see we must fight. We must fight against the subtle drift into false contentment. We must fight for a life of holiness. We must fight against what the world holds out as right and good and nurturing for our family. And we must fight to walk with Jesus day by day. Today, when you pray, please pray for Nathan Brewer and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Nepalese LifeWord broadcast in Nepal.